changing supply and resource plans. Keeping demand and supply in sync in the intermediate and long terms is a constant struggle. Manufacturers are continually faced with the challenge of determining what to make, how much to make, and when to make it. Service providers have a challenge of having enough capacity and resources to satisfy demand, but not too much. When companies fail to meet this challenge effectively, they suffer. Supply and demand synchronizing both occur regularly at a well-functioning organization, but the more difficult or costly efforts that may be required are typically attempted on the supply side before resorting to greater efforts on the demand side. This is because supply adjustments require internal changes, while demand adjustments involve influencing external customers to accept changes. The primary principles involved in changes to resource planning include the following. Resource planning identifies the limits of key resources required by product families. It supports business and strategic planning by identifying resources with long acquisition and installation lead times. It requires management approval of major capital expenditures, CIPEX, and operating expenditures, OPEX, such as equipment, software, and human capital investments. The results of the resource planning process will indicate whether any significant changes in resources need to be made to accommodate the production plan. Significant changes fall into the following categories. Acquisitions. Companies constrained by resource shortages may consider acquisition of other suppliers, or they may consider acquisition of capacity from other suppliers by blanket purchase orders, or by reserving capacity by contract. Facility startup and shutdown. Resource planning can identify the appropriate time to bring on additional production facilities, or the right time to phase out operations at a particular facility. Such decisions should account for longer-term production plans and avoid overreacting to short-term situations of rising or falling demand. Hiring, layoffs, and shift changes. Resource planning provides information for workforce planning, and this can be very useful for determining when to hire additional people or when to add or drop shifts in a production facility. Many local or national regulatory agencies require advance notice of layoffs. They require these changes to be planned and communicated several periods before the change actually occurs. Resource planning provides the future visibility necessary to plan and enact such changes in a proactive manner, adding and removing tooling and equipment. Resource planning provides information that is useful for determining when to invest in equipment and when to remove surplus equipment for potential disposal. Avoid overreacting to short-term situations. Trends in demand and supply situations should be analyzed to determine if there are any long-term issues that could require the addition or removal of equipment. The long lead times associated with the acquisition of many pieces of industrial equipment require careful planning to ensure that supply is available to meet the anticipated demand at all times. Agility and flexibility. Agility and process flexibility can be developed by making investments in methodologies such as lean, as well as by investing in equipment that enables flexibility, such as equipment that can be quickly retooled or moved to another location. The idea is to enable changing supply capabilities with a minimum of required lead time and expense. Some additional methods are discussed below. Outsourcing and subcontracting. Outsourcing involves substitution, or the replacement of internal capacity and production with that of a supplier. Subcontracting uses other suppliers as supplemental resources or temporary suppliers to handle load imbalances, seasonal demand, and short-term increases in demand. Both can keep the employment base stable. Education and training. Companies in short supply of skilled labor often sponsor training programs in technical colleges, community colleges, and vocational training schools, as well as offering internships to build a competent labor force. The tactics listed below are examples of strategies the organization may want to embrace to make it easier to affordably accommodate an increasing amount of changes and become more agile. Shorten cycle time. Improve quality. Assemble or make to order versus make to stock. Rethink stocking strategies. Standardize product offerings. Streamline transportation. Loosen time fences. Policies for when changes are allowed and who needs to approve such changes. Making changes or adjustments of this magnitude will require the involvement of all levels of the organization to ensure that various perspectives are considered.